Hey there, Metal Maniacs. This is Dave from Incognito Theory, and you are cranking it with Dave Softy on Metal Meltdown.
Metal Maniacs, please welcome Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory to the Metal Meltdown. Hey Dave, how you doing today? Thank you for taking the time to be here.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? How's everything going? I want to thank you for having me.
My pleasure having you here, bro. I'm interested in learning a lot more about your band. I listened to a couple of tracks you sent me, This Present and Vengeance. One was a ballad, one was a very cool thrashy tune. Let's talk a little bit about this music. When did the band actually form?
There really was no band. It actually started out as my solo project, and I didn't want to call it Dave Incognito.
I hear you.
So I started doing some demos, rough demos, back in 2008. Just testing out the filtering of the stuff, and just out of the blue one day, I was like, you know what? Let's see if I could put a band together for it. Originally, I was doing death metal for a while.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to try some universal stuff. But since 2008, I finally got a band together now, going on like about 7 months.
Okay.
So.
That's cool. You want to tell us who actually is in the band?
Jay Prusak is the lead guitarist. He's also the engineer, producer, and my partner of 11 years. We've been playing in bands, probably about 7 or 8 bands for about 11 years.
Wow.
Eric Reynolds is the bassist. He's a longtime friend of mine. All these guys are all handpicked. Eric's been playing with us right now for about 7 months, but he used to do the circuit with mine and Jay's other bands. So that's how he got involved. And he's actually really a guitarist. And he decided to try doing the bass playing thing, and he's doing really well. And then you got Mr. Rob Gellner, who was in the death metal project with me and Jay. He's been part of our crew and playing with us in total for about 2 years. So that's pretty much what the lineup is right now.
Very cool. So you used to be in various other bands, including death metal. What made you decide to be in Incognito Theory, using your real last name for the band, and doing thrash and ballads and the music that you're doing now? What made you decide to go in this direction?
The death metal scene is, you know, everybody has their roots and stuff, and I actually love I love death metal with a passion. I've been doing it for like 17 years, but I really wanted to branch out. I wanted to be more radio friendly. I wanted to try to create a sound that was more unique and that would that the average listener would listen to and enjoy. Whenever everybody says that we're thrashy, everybody says that we have extreme metal elements, everybody says that we have aggression, everybody says we have really soulful melodic elements. I simply just tell everybody it's all rock and roll, and we're a metal band, and you know, music is bipolar.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, one minute it. Yeah, I like try not to put it out there as, okay, this is our sound. I always try to give the listener, let them form their own opinion. Even when I write lyrics, it's like, I try to make real stories. I don't try to do anything that's not real. You know, like, yeah, you get some fictitious stuff every once in a while, but I'm really, with Incognito Theory, I'm really trying to get all the listeners out there to actually relate somewhere and some way to these songs.
That's
why things are taking like a while. I mean, we've been working on this for a while with, you know, the 2-song sampler, which is This Present, which is the single, and it's doing really well. And Vengeance just came out 2 days ago, and you know, I hope I could say this on air, but we've had people send us emails saying that this is the song, this is the anthem to destroy.
To destroy?
Yeah, the anthem to destroy.
Well, let's talk about these tunes. If you want to give us a little background, how you came up with This President and Vengeance, and what was your inspiration in the writing of these songs. You can even tell us, if you can, the maybe the musical influence that created the sound that is Incognito Theory. Like you said, there's a mix of various formats all rolled into one. What would you say was the inspiration or influence to Incognito Theory, as far as, you know, what you listen to that created this sound that you are offering to your fans now?
We're still, the best way to put this, Dave, is that we're still finding ourselves.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we're still, I mean, there's so many influences, and I can't speak for my guys. I mean, I can, but I can't. For myself, I'm very heavily influenced by a lot of different things. I like jazz, I like blues, I like death metal, I like thrash, I like contemporary, I like classic rock. you know, I'm like so well rounded in like styles of music. Like, we'll go with like my vocal inspirations. My idol is Dave Williams, which you know who Dave Williams is. He passed away in 2001. He was in Drowning Pool, so he's like one of my big inspirations vocally. You got my new favorite right now is Dave Draymond from Disturbed. I'm a huge Disturbed fan.
Okay.
I just recently really fell in love with this other band, and the guy who sings for them is amazing. His name's Tony. The band is called Seasons After. They're an amazing band, and they've been a really big influence, you know, and you know, on what I'm doing at this present moment right now. And then you go into my extreme metal era. Right. My extreme metal vocalists are, and this is where it's going to get strange, Danny Filth from Cradle of Filth. And then you got Shagrath from Dima Borgir. Those are both black metal bands, obviously.
Right.
And then you got your death metal. Now this is where it gets even, I only have one. Corpse Grinder.
Corpse. Yeah, huh?
And I'll even throw another one out there. I'll throw one more out there. Chris Barnes. From 6 Feet Under, and the original singer of Cannibal Corpse. So, all those vocals that you're hearing on, like, Vengeance and stuff like that, when the listeners listen, that's all me. That's nobody backing me up. That's all styles.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's cool. You get your influences out there in your own music, and it's your own flavor. It's
yes.
All you. That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about these songs, This Present and Vengeance. Let's start with The Present. What was your inspiration in the writing of that, and what was the process of that song for you?
Okay, the song's called This Present. This Present was written for a really old friend of mine. She was a really close friend of mine. I was madly in love with her when I was a young kid. And I didn't know how to tell her. She never knew about this. And I went to Jay, my guitar player, and I said, if I ever find this young lady, I'm going to write a song, and I'm going to let her know how I feel. So we found each other on Facebook, and I said, dude, we got to write this song. So I ended up writing the song. And pretty much the song is about, you know, a man loving a woman and them never knowing about it. And that's how This Present pretty much came about.
Very cool story, yeah. I'm sure when you're playing this live, I'm sure the ladies are going mushy for you out there.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not sure if the guys are, but I bet they're
not,
more into Vengeance.
Not at all.
yeah. That's funny. Tell us more about Vengeance. This is a killer tune. This is the first tune I actually heard of you, and I was pleasantly surprised because I wasn't sure what kind of music Incognito Theory was all about, and when I first heard this tune, I'm like, yeah, it's not glam, thank God. Seriously, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate this song a lot, yes.
Yeah. Vengeance is the first song that was written by me and Jay started the writing process of that, and Rob and Eric came in and put their own elements. So this is like the first official song that is written by the complete band in its total.
I see.
So now we're like slowly finding ourselves as a group and working together, and you know, there is no I in team. We're all a family here. I mean, I know that the band is, you know, I just want to put this out there, Dave. I know that the band name is based off my last name, and it did start out as a solo project, but now this Incognito Theory is the band, and the band is only what you can make of it. And without Eric, Robbie, and Jay, there would be no Incognito Theory.
That's cool. I understand what you're saying, bro. Excellent. Have you guys been working on new material? Are you currently writing, or have you written other songs besides these two?
Yes, actually, we're in the studio right now. The album, or it's either gonna end up being an EP or a record. Our goal is to put it out spring 2011. We do have a title for the album. It's called Silent Pain.
Silent Pain, cool.
Which Silent Pain is actually going to be the second half of This Present.
I see. Okay, cool.
So it's kind of like a concept thing, like you know how Metallica had Unforgiven and Unforgiven 2?
Yeah.
Silent Pain is going to, but Silent Pain is going to be the outcome, the aftermath of This Present.
That makes a cool story, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, so it should be fun. But yeah, we do have a couple tunes. I mean, we do have a couple titles that we're working on. We got, we're working on a song called Life Deceiver right now. We got another title coming out called In Darkened Wounds. And our bass player, Eric, just finished writing a really killer song. It's called Forever Cold.
I see. Cool. So let me ask you, is the band currently looking to get signed? Have you been out there contacting labels? Or tell us how that experience is going for you, one way or the other.
Right now, we're currently not looking because we're like I said, we're still finding ourselves, and we really want to take our time and make sure that we're happy with the work that we're putting out. I mean, you know, This Present came out 7 months ago, and Vengeance just came out now. It's like we're really, like, we're sitting back and really, like, you know, trying to take as much time as we can. We're not really too concerned right now, but eventually, once we put Silent Pain out, we will be. I mean, I know that a couple labels that we really would like to scout out for, like Victory Records or Dirtbag Music, or, you know, but we just haven't really, you know, we're not there yet. We're still, like, in the baby form, you know?
Yeah, because, I hear you. Yeah, I appreciate you being here, being that you're basically a brand-new band just starting in the beginning stages. So it's good that we get the word out, and I'm sure it'll lead to something good towards the end. Let me ask you, your logo you had sent me, very interesting logo. Is there a story behind this logo?
The emblem actually means forsaken.
Forsaken?
Yes, the emblem, the little, the circular tribally thing, it means forsaken. It's actually, it's the emblem came from like, it's like Egyptian, pretty much. It's an Egyptian, you know, we were trying to put a little culture behind it, and I wanted something that would represent forsaken, you know, because, like, oh, you know, all our songs are very sorrowful and stuff like that. So yeah, it's you know, the emblem means forsaken, pretty much.
Interesting. I didn't know that. That's cool. And you guys have been performing live. You told me you just had a show. What was it, over the weekend? And you said it was killer. The ladies were going crazy. You had a nice amount of people there. So
yes.
So you're spreading the word on the music, playing, performing live. Have you ever got any dates coming up that you want to spread the word on?
We're actually playing February 17th at Bar A in Belmar. That's our next show right now. It's strange because we did a couple shows in 2010. Our second show out was actually a club called Starland Ballroom. We opened up for 40 Below Summer and God Forbid. So that was pretty cool for us, you know, second show out, getting that. So that was like a really awesome gig.
That's a great place. I got to see Overkill during the Killfest. Was it November 20th? It was my first time there. I was very impressed with the place. Very, very cool venue.
I think I might have saw you there. We actually have a mutual friend, Mr. Peter Wells from Apathy.
I interviewed him that night. Yes.
Yes, yes. Apathy is an amazing band. Really good friends.
Oh, yeah.
Ours.
Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. Me and my friend Bill there. And one of our other DJs, DJ Sin, I think she knows you too because she's from the New Jersey area. Allison.
Yes.
She told me she knew you because I had mentioned to her that I have this band, Incognito Theory, that I'll be interviewing. And she goes, oh, I know the guy. I know the dude. And so it's cool. So
yeah.
You know several people that I'm connected to between Bill, Pete, and Allison. So that's cool. You came to the right place, I guess.
Yeah, I'm also friends with Metal Mom too. So.
Oh, Metal Mom's great. Yeah, yeah.
Metal Mom knows me a really long time.
Wow. I did not realize.
And she's an amazing person. All of them. I mean, Allison's great too. Sin's a great person. You know. So why I said, you know, I gotta try to get on here. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're a metal family here at Metal Messiah Radio. So now you're part of our family.
Yeah, you actually have another DJ there that actually knows me from doing my Dying Eyes of Sloth days, DJ Vulgar.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You see? Metal Messiah Radio. I've always said, Metal Messiah Radio, it's the place to be, and here we are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Amazing, amazing radio station, too, I must say.
Yeah, I totally agree. I would be nowhere else. If it wasn't for LC, I probably wouldn't even be doing this DJ stuff, let me tell you.
Yeah.
LC's the owner of our station. He does all our graphics and all that, and I've been a friend of his for even before I was on Metal Messiah Radio, but it was destiny to be here at Metal Messiah Radio for all of us, I guess, you know?
Yep, we got to keep the metal flowing, man.
That's it. That's it. We were talking a little bit prior to the interview about what you do outside of the band. You want to give us some insight about what you do when you're not actually doing Incognito Theory?
Sure. Me and Jay Prusak, we actually run a production company called Morbidian Productions, which we promote bands. We book shows with all styles of music, mainly rock metal, of course. But we do open up the gates to like punk and blues and jazz and stuff like that. We just started doing this recently. I mean, it's been around for about 2 years, so we're doing really well with that. And then on the side, from time to time, I do some catering work with my dad, so it's pretty cool.
excellent.
And, but for the most part, I do music 24/7.
There you go. That's awesome. And you're based in what area of New Jersey are you based out of?
I'm gonna say Central. I'm from North Jersey. I'm from Kearney. My drummer is from Linkin Park.
Okay.
And the guitar player is from Ford's, and Eric is the one that's all the way out. He's in Wall Township.
Very cool.
So I pretty much say Central. I say Central Jersey.
Very cool. Hey, do you guys have any merchandise as far as maybe T-shirts available to the fans out there?
Yes, they're flying like crazy, Dave. I mean, we just we did a small run. What we have right now is we have the Incognito Theory Take It Rough shirt that we just put out recently, and right now we have certain sizes left. We're actually doing a special deal right now where you buy the T-shirt and you get the two song demo from the up and coming album Silent Pain, and we autograph it for you. We also have the silicone bracelets that say Incognito Theory on it.
Very cool.
That they're going really well. The young community out there is really going nuts over these. And we just had Forsaken pendants made. Compliments to my good friend Lonnie, who rolls with the band Voodoo Terror Tribe. This guy made these out of sheet metal. He made that tribal emblem out of sheet metal, and they're doing really well as well.
Awesome. Give us some links that people could check out at Incognito Theory and get merchandise.
Okay, they can go to incognitotheory.com. It's in the midst of being up and running. Jay runs that too, so he's working really hard at getting everything up there. You can go to Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com/incognitotheory. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/incognitotheory. You can go to MySpace, www.myspace.com/incognitotheory. We also have Showcase Your Metal page. Pretty much, you know, that's pretty much what we have going right now. And then you can also go to my personal page on Facebook, which is David Incognito. And I pretty much handle sending out all the merch and stuff. So if anybody needs anything, just hit all the guys up on Facebook. And they can definitely get merch out and stuff like that to everybody.
Excellent. This way people could support the band and check you out and get your merch. That's what this is all about, spreading the word on Incognito Theory. Any chance of Incognito Theory coming to Long Island for a show?
Yeah, we're gonna try to start branching out. I mean, we do have a East Coast in the works. We're still in the talks. It's not definite yet, but we're definitely working on a small little East Coast with one of our brother bands, which is VTT, Voodoo Terror Tribe. We're gonna try to work something out with them, and we also are gonna try to work some things out. We got like a couple other bands that we're working out. We're also really good friends with the guys in Thanatonic Desire. I don't know if you know who they are.
I'm not familiar with them, no.
Yeah, but we're actually good friends with them, and then you got Apathy. We're probably gonna, you know, see if we can work some stuff out with them as well.
Yeah, you should talk to Bill. Bill, he's always in the chat room, and he's on MySpace. He's Apathy. What is he on Facebook? Apathy Metal Band. He does a lot of bookings for them, so he'd be the guy to talk to if you could talk to him about doing a show maybe with Apathy and maybe in the city or come out here on the island. I'm sure he could work with you on that. That's what he does.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we actually did, when I had my, when we had Dying Eyes of Sloth, me and Jay and Rob, we actually did we did our CD release party with them and stuff like that, so that was kind of cool, you know, so we have played with them before and stuff, but yeah, this is, Incognito Theory is, you know, this is where we're at, you know, Dying Eyes of Sloth is pretty much, you know, I don't want to say done, you know, but I would definitely say that it's on hold.
Right.
For a while. So, you know, I mean, I'm having a lot of fun with this. And, you know, putting this together, I get to do all styles of vocals. How could you not want to do this when you get to mix everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Different flavors of vocals is always a good thing, I say. Mm-hmm. No one can ever say you're one-sided, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, because that's the thing. That's why when, like, people ask, are you guys a thrash band? Are you a death band? Are you an extreme metal band? Are you a melodic band? I'm like, check it out for yourself.
Exactly.
I tell people that we're just a metal band. Sometimes I tell them that we're a universal metal band, but we have hints of everything in there for everybody, for the average listener to enjoy.
That's a cool thing, Dave. Hey, Dave, is there anything you'd like to tell your fans that are tuning in at this time?
Well, everybody, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. Please check us out see if you can hit a bunch of shows. To all the people out there that know about Incognito Theory, we really appreciate all your support. There's a lot of new things that are going to be coming up, so please hit up the MySpace and, you know, get yourself, we have a street team going on right now called the IT Theorists. Compliments of my good friend Evie Evil, and so definitely hit up that. We're looking for some people to start doing street team work for us, but that's pretty much it. All I can say is thank you for all your support, you know, and keep it metal.
I'm sure your fans appreciate what you said there, bro. And you know, I want to thank you again for taking the time to be here. And I think we learned as much as we can at this point about Incognito Theory, because you are a young band. Like you said, you're there 7 months. So I would have to say I'd want you back when you have the full album or even the EP out. I want to have you back on the show again so we could talk more about the music that you have out there, and hopefully you'll have either a CD or EP out there. So I'm not sure you'll get it done by this season, but maybe next season have you back on the show again for a second interview, catch the people up to speed, and find out what the latest is at that point on Incognito Theory. How about that?
Oh, that'd be awesome. At this time, if it's okay with you, I'd like to give a shout out to some really important people out there. Well, first of all, one goes out to Metal Meltdown. Thank you so much, Dave.
My pleasure.
For having us out there. To Metal Mom, to Sin, to DJ Vulgar, to my band, Robbie, Eric, and Jay. I love you guys. You guys are my brothers. To my best friend, Jason Kowalski. He does all our artwork and everything. To my bestest sister, Jen Bailey. She does a lot of work for us as well. Let's see who else we got that I'm missing here. To my parents, to my family, to all the club owners. Ben from DAA, Dan Joe with the Cup, Starland Ballroom, WSOU for spinning this present, to Brittany and that guy Greg over at, to everybody, Jay Sick over at Dingbats, everybody at Dingbats and Dingo's Den, to Scotty Evil over at WDHA for spinning this present. We would not, and last but not least, to our fans. To everybody out there, without you guys, Incognito Theory would not have anything.
There you go. Great. Great. Thank you for all the kudos, bro.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much, Dave, for everything.
Oh, my pleasure, bro. We'll be doing this again not too far along the way. So maybe next season when I'm back here doing the Metal Meltdown on Metal Messiah Radio. And I want to wish you a great 2011, bro, and the best to you and all your bandmates. And, you know, keep in touch. Let me know when more music is out there, and send me some music. I'll air it for you. I'll spread it to the other DJs. I'm sure Vulgar and Sin will be more than happy to play it, as well as the other DJs, you know, Metal Mom and everyone else. Yeah, definitely. I thank you for this opportunity to get to know you a little bit better. And like we said, you know, this is a relatively new band with just in the beginning stages. You're right now crawling, learning to walk, and when you're out there running, we're gonna get the when the album is out there and running, we're gonna have you back on the show where we could spend more time talking about the songs and about the scene and how you feel about that. I think we did get a lot covered though for the amount of music that we have to offer the fans and give them some background knowledge, and hopefully this will help spread the word of Incognito Theory.
Yes, hopefully it will. Thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate your time, man.
My pleasure.
You know, and to all the fans again, you know, thank you guys so much, man. support local metal. You know, check out all these other bands too. You know, we all need your help. You know, bands like Voodoo Terror Tribe and Apathy and Thanatonic Desire. You know, all these bands. You know, we all you know. We all need your support, you know. So.
Yeah, support your local scene.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely support the local scene.
Absolutely,
keep us flying.
Yes, without the fans, where would we be, right?
Yes, exactly. If you don't have fans, you really don't have anything.
There we go. All right, Dave. Best to you. We'll talk later. And right now, we're gonna crank up some more Incognito Theory.
Thanks, brother.
Crank it up, metalheads. My pleasure, bro. Take care.